welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Exploring the Living Word through Lectio Divina.
Amen. So our two reading is Exodus, starting at verse 1, chapter 32. And as you listen to the reading, as we will use Lectio Divina, maybe think for yourself something that jumps from the text. Could be a phrase, could be a word, could be an idea. And maybe if there is something, you might want to share it a little bit later on.
When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make gods for us, who shall go before us? As for this, Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." Aaron said to them, "Take off your gold rings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people took off the gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron. He took the gold from them, formed it into a mold, and cast an image of a calf. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a festival to the Lord." They rose early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought sacrifices of well-being, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought us up out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone so that my wrath might burn hot against them and I may consume them. And of you, I will make a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord, his God, and said, "O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your mind, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abram, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, 'I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all the land that I've promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.' And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he planned to bring on his people."
Our New Testament reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 41 to the end.
The boy Jesus at the temple. Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, he went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Don't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
So we are exploring a theme that comes from a book, a new book from Peter Greig, How to Hear God. And we looked at hearing God through Jesus, who is God's words to us, the Word made flesh. We looked at hearing God through scriptures, and that's what we do just now as we look at scripture. But one way of looking at scripture is to use a method called Lectio Divina. And just quickly here, if you type Lectio Divina, one good definition here is, instead of just looking at scripture to study them and get information in our heads, it's to see scripture as a living word. And as we interact with scripture, to believe that God speaks through it and speaks, yes, into our heads, in our thinking and our thoughts, but also to our hearts, so that we have a desire to grow and walking with him. And on that right side, it speaks Lectio Divina, has four areas. It starts with reading, and then meditating, or reading a second time or a third time so that something springs out of it, then praying about it, and contemplating, which is how then that reality can make a difference in my life. Is it something I need to learn to grow into, something I need to obey, to yield, something I need to share? So looking at this passage, it's been now the third time I'm reading through, this included. And the two things that really jumped right at the beginning of all those readings is the beginning and the end. The reality that when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, and it made me think about delay. And Moses was, in a sense, God's representative for the Israelites. So for them, it was not just Moses, but God himself delaying. And it made me think about my own life. And are there areas where I feel God is delaying? God is a little bit late in bringing an answer to prayer, in helping me discerning something. And do I then act like the people, coming with my own solution? Come, make gods for ourselves. When God seems to be delayed in our lives, do we take things in our own hands, try things in our own strength instead of being dependent then on his timing and his Holy Spirit to guide? And for me, that's quite important as a leader of the church. Do I take things in my hands or allow people to come with bright ideas? Or do we really take the time to be before God and to receive from him the direction? So that's my first reflection. Do I make gods for myself, trying things in my own strength, doing things with my own intellect? Or am I still depending fully and completely on God and his Spirit to lead my life? And then another one is later on in this passage, which is Moses imploring God. And as a model of intercession, how Moses is bold, speaking to God, asking God, "Don't do this. Remember," I like that word, remember. And when we talk with God, commune with God, do we use that word with him? Remember God? It's good to have that kind of conversation. And I believe God wants us to have that kind of boldness because he calls us his sons and daughters. And when we have, for those of us, good relationship with parents, we're not too afraid sometimes to be bold. Yesterday, in a kind of a joke, we heard one of Nick's tall children in a kind of a funny way being quite bold in directing what they should do that day. So what does it mean for me to implore God, to be in his presence, to be bold, to ask God, to say, God, remember your promise. Make them true in my life and in the life of your church. And then in the New Testament, it was more me thinking back in my own anxiety when I read about his mom saying, why do you treat us like this? We have been searching for 3 days in great anxiety. It brought me back to two occasions when we lost, and I think it's both Nathan, and we were greatly anxious, not knowing where he was. One was at Spring Harvest, and he had just disappeared, and you can imagine with the hundreds and hundreds of people, the kind of anxiety we went through. Great to know that when you lose a child at Spring Harvest, they all have ways of communicating to one another, so everyone was looking for him. And finally, we found him in the big arena, actually, and he knew we were going there for a talk, so he had made his ways before we were even there, and he just went gently sitting next to someone and was waiting for us. There we go. Mm-hmm. But the other one where we really were anxious was when we were at Center Park and we had just come out of the swimming pool and all of a sudden we couldn't find him. And it transpired that actually he wanted a little bit more time. So he went back into the swimming pool, took all his clothes, went basically naked. But you must understand he was, I think, under the two or something like that. And luckily went back to the swimming pool that was for babies. So the water was very shallow. But I was very, very scared that he would go because we thought he might have been in the swimming pool again and we couldn't find him and that he would fall into water and have something worse happen to him. So I wonder what really went through Mary's head when she couldn't find Jesus. And in this passage, they didn't even understand what Jesus was saying when they finally found him. And they said, did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? It says there, they didn't understand. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And how much do I treasure God's word, even if I don't understand? Or how much do I ponder on God's guidance, even when I'm in a place that doesn't seem to make sense? And am I still then trusting him? Or maybe like in the beginning, I said, do I then start doubting and trying to take things in my own hands? So that's a little bit of my reflection using this Lectio Divina, pondering, thinking about the text and meditating and then thinking, how does it apply to my life?
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.